And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey, Austin Bechtold in for the guys. It's an overreaction Friday. Day one of Steelers training camp was yesterday at St. Vincent College in Latrobe, and we can't help but get out over our skis a little bit. Fielded a call in the last segment about somebody upset about Troy in Mount Washington. I don't mean to not give him credit, and we're having some fun with it. I'm not picking on Troy about upset about Aaron Rodgers' answer to the interception that he threw. It's all the fun this time of year, whether it's Kenny Pickett looking like Joe Montana. Who knows? What is real? What is not? What can we discard? What should we save? It's a fun conversation. Enjoying it very much. Let's go back out to the phones. Mark in Brentwood, thanks for hanging on so much. Somebody from Brentwood, you know that they have persistence and dedication, and they're not going to give up easily. Of course, that's also where I'm from. Mark, what's going on?
Hi, gentlemen. Good morning. First and foremost, J-Mac, I love listening to your baseball insights. Truly a goat in the game when it comes to talking about the Pirates and all their facets.
Thanks, brother. Don't use that goat term, though. No way.
I use it loosely, sir. About this interception, to quote the man that threw that ball, anyone who's in mid-season overreaction form, which is quite a few people, we all need to R-E-L-A-X. The afternoon guys hit it spot on yesterday when they said, you know, all quarterbacks do this in preseason. They want to see what the receivers are capable of, how they react. It's just anyone who's like, oh, the first ball to McQueen, it's such a horrible pass. Guys, practice. We're talking about practice, not a game. Practice here, boys. What do y'all think?
Oh, same, man. I couldn't agree more. We're talking about practice. And I would never put my Brentwood athletic accomplishments on par with anybody. But, I mean, I was there. You know, I ran practice offense. Like, you'd screw around. You'd try things. And then you'd say, okay, yeah, that's a bad decision. I'm not going to do that in the game. I mean, I have zero problem with it, Mark. Zero.
And by no means am I saying I am on the Aaron Rodgers bandwagon, as I am still Team Mason Rudolph. He's a hell of a guy. I love Mason. But, guys, relax. It's the first OTA, mini camp, whatever you want to call team organization that we're doing now until it gets, you know, official with pads. It's just practice, boys. Everyone's overreacting.
Yep. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, that's something with Rodgers, too. Throughout his career, he's been very judicious with the ball. Now, the past couple of years, it hasn't been good. I certainly understand that. His last two full seasons, 2022, 2024, combined 23 interceptions. That's not good. That won't fly. I'll tell you what, though. I mean, as far as the concerns go that I have over Aaron Rodgers, interceptions is not really one of them. I mean, is he going to be able to open up the offense? Is he going to be able to stay healthy? Accuracy, mobility, all that stuff is fair. But if you're telling me Aaron Rodgers is going to remain upright, he's going to be in an offense that fits him, he's going to be comfortable, he's going to be allowed to check into whatever play he sees fit at the line of scrimmage, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be, you know, the old cowboy, the Ben Roethlisberger type that sometimes thought he was infallible. I don't think we're going to run into that here. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be smart enough to realize what he has, what he should do, what he should not do. And I'm not about to overreact to one day at training camp. And I think most would probably share that opinion. And you might dislike how the Steelers have handled the quarterback situation. That's completely fair. You might look at this and say, why are you bringing in a 41-year-old if the effort is to draft somebody next year? Why didn't you make a move earlier? Why are we here? Why did you, you know, trust Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, whatever? There are 1,000 quarterback takes to have. Upset about a guy throwing an interception on day one is not one that I think holds a lot of water. And a lot of what we saw yesterday, I think, is probably meaningless. They didn't even have pads on, for crying out loud. I'll use that to transition into Caleb Johnson a little bit, where Caleb Johnson's somebody I really want to like. I think he can be a big part of this offense. A lot being made yesterday about his vision and how quickly he hits the hole. They still didn't have pads on. Great, get excited. I was excited what I saw on the south side. Rookie minicamp, OTAs, minicamp, he looked good. He looked like somebody who can contribute right away. they still didn't have pads on. For a running back, I'm sorry, all of it has an asterisk on it until that happens. It's sort of the same for defensive line. I mean, Derek Harmon has passed every conceivable test to this point. I think he's going to be really good. I think it's going to be really exciting. But am I going to the bank with that? No, I'm not. I'm also not ultimately reacting the negative way and thinking that Broderick Jones is screwed at left tackle because he had a rough first day. That's what this stuff is about. I think we should be sort of targeting things that are more repeatable. Things like the defense moving around, trying to go at both offense and defense in a different way, actually utilizing Jonnu Smith and Freiermuth. You know, again, we didn't get a great look at that yesterday. Jonnu Smith didn't really practice, certainly not with the group. I think he did a little off to the side, if I'm not mistaken, but either way, there was no meaningful intel gained there. You know, we saw Jalen Ramsey moving around. I like the early sketch. I like what we heard from Mike Tomlin about him. By the way, Limits, do you have that clip?
What specific one you looking for?
The one where Tomlin talking about Jalen Ramsey. I want to give a listen to that real quick.
Here it is.
You're going to do it anyway. So have at it, man. But get your cameras ready. You're going to see him in a lot of places.
Yeah, that was Mike Tomlin yesterday talking about Jalen Ramsey. And yeah, cameras ready. That's exactly the way they should be doing this. He is my preferred choice to move around. I think they should let Joey Porter Jr. set down roots. I think they should allow Darius Slay to, maybe if he's going to cover the team's second best wide receiver, I'm not sure, but I'd prefer keeping him to the outside. I think Jalen Ramsey has the skill set to do a lot of different things. I think this could be really good for Jalen Ramsey. And you can hear it in Mike Tomlin's voice. That's why I had Limits play the clip, man. He's genuinely excited for this, and he should be. That's something that I think is worth reacting to at this point, is worth getting excited over. And frankly, I'm kind of excited about the Aaron Rodgers stuff. Like, yes, I think other criticisms of how they've handled quarterbacks, it's valid. Post-Ben, I mean, they obviously haven't been good enough in that area. I think that's a fairly obvious take. But now that we're here, what I've seen with my own two eyes out of Aaron Rodgers, how he seems to be meshing with teammates, what people are saying about him, and it's not so much what they're saying, it's almost how they're saying it. He's genuinely bought into this. And I think there's a path forward for them to be halfway decent. I do. You can't guarantee everybody's health. If you could, yeah, I'm signing up for it. I think if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, they're pretty decent. But so far, so good. Harry in Westview wants to talk about that man, Aaron Rodgers. What's going on, Harry?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think there's any one of us that would not like to be interviewed. And Aaron Rodgers takes advantage of that every chance he gets, which I enjoy. I just think the guy's entertaining. I'm not worried about what he says. You know, if this guy would dissect Mike Tomlin every week, boy, it would take him like 3 days.
Yeah, I agree with you. What do you mean by every one of us would want to be interviewed, though, and that he has fun with it? What's making you say that?
I think he enjoys the stage. Like when
he does
leave
too.
The stage,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think he loves it. And he's an entertainer. I mean, you got all these wrestlers passing away and stuff. They're all entertainers. I mean, that's what they're there for. And you see very few athletes that you really want to listen talk, even though a lot of them do interviews. Very, very few of them are really interesting.
Yeah, Rodgers made some, and thank you for the call, Harry. Appreciate it. He had some interesting comments about his future, did he not, Limits? Did you catch that one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's been pretty adamant about this just being his last year. But other than that, I mean, what do you truly want to glean from what Rodgers said? What did you glean from what
Rodgers
said?
This is what I liked. Somebody asked him about, are you going into this treating it like it's your last year? Yeah, I might go into the season like that. I might not. I mean, that's put on a tee for him to say, Yeah, I've said this is going to be my last year. I'm 41. I'm going to be 42 in December. This is it. Like, you know, whatever. Be crystal clear about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
he doesn't want to close that door.
No, I'm just gleaning that as if, you know, he obviously wants to leave the door completely open, but at the same time is not going to give anybody anything to react to. Like, now, in retrospect, he kind of did, because by just not confirming or denying, it still leaves open that possibility. But I think unless he has, like, a good year, they win a playoff game, and he truly wants to come back, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Especially because we know they're going to draft a quarterback.
We know they're going to, yeah, absolutely.
And is Rodgers really going to want to have a rookie quarterback breathing down his neck for a season? Knowing that if he doesn't play well for maybe a 5-6 game stretch, the fans are going to get restless, the team is going to want to know what they have in the rookie quarterback, and he might not want to sign up for that.
Well, if this goes well, though, if they win 11 games, they win a playoff game, Aaron Rodgers plays well, he's a fit in the system, can't you make the argument that he might have fun here? He might enjoy it?
How fun
if he plays well, what? How fun what?
It wasn't fun for Aaron Rodgers when Jordan Love showed up in Green Bay.
Yeah, what but he's at a different stage in his career. Aaron Rodgers was still in his prime.
Okay,
right now, he's not going to play until he's 43.
It's still
right?
Aaron Rodgers, and he doesn't want to have competition by him. So I don't think that would be... He is the undisputed guy. Like, there was even rumblings, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, who will be the guy? We all thought it was Russell. Russell was stated as the guy in pole position, but it was never as confirmed and confident as it is. Yeah, Aaron's the starter no matter what happens,
yeah,
regardless of what anybody thinks or says or what happens on the practice field.
All right, this is a good topic. I wanted to save this for later in the show, and we will. We have to get to Ray Fittipaldo here at the top of the hour. What if it goes well? What does that mean for Aaron Rodgers? You think he could come back? We'll debate that a little bit. I